KXC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Say, I don't even know your name.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
60 minutes on the clock. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Kung Fu Laminack slapping the hell out of the door. On his way back into the studio.
That's right, because I'm super quiet. Oh, look at that. Little AC/DC to get out.
The only good song on my list.
I wouldn't say it's the only good song on your list.
I was just telling Joel before the break, that Confusion song that I put by ELO, like I was just running out of time. That song sucks.
I thought you were just, you mistyped it and there was confusion on what you were going to pick for your last song and then you just didn't come up.
Actually, I had the Doobie Brothers and I didn't realize that you had already picked it. Mm-hmm. So I had to remove that song.
The album came out in 70. Now, there had to be more choices.
Where's the list? There
yeah, and I did that with a couple of them, but not all of them. Like, I feel like even though an album may have come out in a particular year, not all the songs came out in that year, which I don't see how that works.
The album's released.
Why are you writing?
Then you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. I've had worse lists, I believe.
Because Off the Wall was 1979. Oh, right?
Yeah.
And you went with, I'm not being critical. I'm trying.
Yeah, you are.
You went with Working Day and Night.
Oh, with Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Off the Wall, neither one of you picked that?
No, I'm saying.
We picked songs off the album.
Yeah, we had Rock With You and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
What are the other ones that are good?
None. Like, you should have just not done anything.
That's what I'm saying. There was no other.
Off the Wall.
That was the third best song, I felt like.
Yeah, but that's a.
Once no one
My
two
point
to
is you didn't have to pick a Michael Jackson song from that album.
Look, wait till you hear the song before you start criticizing, okay?
Is it Off the Wall, the song, better than Work a Day at Night?
No, Work a Day at Night's a pretty good song.
Is it? I don't remember it.
Yeah, shut your mouth.
Why don't I remember it? Oh, that's right, because no one cared about it, because the
that's
two best
true.
Songs were
that's
already
not
picked.
True. How do you not remember it?
I'm not going to disrespect 1979 like I did. 19 was it 80. 81
you
or 84?
Remember the year.
But there wasn't a whole lot to choose from.
So when I look at your list, I can say that I don't recognize any of the songs except for Coward of the County. Great song.
You went
and
you,
Highway to Hell. Other than that, I'm like, ugh. I bet when I hear
me.
Them,
you kill me.
I bet when I hear them, I'll be like, oh, that's what that song is. But
you
looking
with,
at the list, I'm like, I don't
you
know.
You will with the Michael Jackson one, but you kill me when you go, you just looked at my list and picked different songs. Well, at least Nick's admitting, because he did that when he took another Kenny Rogers song. and an ELO song.
Yeah, you didn't. Well, it's not. Look, there was more than one ELO song when you Googled songs from 1979.
There weren't that many songs to choose from, dude.
That's true.
In 1979? Mm-mm. It wasn't a great year.
It wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It could have been worse.
But there was a lot of like trendy poppy things that.
Like this song was the number four song on the Billboard in 1979.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Rod Stewart.
It's a good ass song. You should
have
had that on your
list. Do you think I'm sexy?
That's yeah.
Very popular song.
I think you're ugly as hell, but I'm saying the song.
Come on, dude. That was. The song actually was released in 1978, it was just on the Billboard.
Oh.
In 1979.
But the hook on that song, right there.
Very popular.
Were you singing to this song? Do you think I'm sexy in the car when...
A little bit.
He would. I would. He totally was.
No. I'm not a big Rod Stewart fan, but I know he was popular for a long period of time.
You didn't want to go We Are Family?
What's that?
Sister Sledge?
Sister Sledge?
No.
Put that on your list and it would have been a better list than what
the
you
Pointer
got.
Sisters. Were you guys big Pointer Sister
nope.
fans?
Nope.
Nope.
They were on the Billboard.
What I know you liked ABBA. What was the one? The Village People had some hits. How come you didn't have any Village People?
I don't know, Barry. Why didn't you suggest it? Help a brother out.
I don't know. I mean, it's not my job. I did my list. I feel like you just
Eddie Rabbit was on the Billboard in 1979.
He was, but it wasn't the right song.
It wasn't a good Eddie Rabbit song.
I listened to it. I didn't choose it for that reason.
Good job. That was smart.
Yeah.
Plus the other song, the other Kenny Rogers song that was like his second song on the top 100 in the Billboard. It was not a good song, so I couldn't choose that one.
Yeah, you didn't.
It was "Bad Girls" by Donna Summer.
There was a lot. Actually, that year there were a lot of girls. Like women did well in 1979 in terms of the Billboard that year.
You talking about "She Believes in Me" by Kenny Rogers?
Yeah,
that's a fantastic song.
Yeah,
I
wasn't. See, but if I played it, y'all would have killed me.
Boy, I will come through there.
You would.
Don't you dare.
That you like the song that much?
Yes. Don't you dare disrespect Kenny Rogers.
Based on listening to the show today.
She believes in me.
Yeah, that's amazing. See, I'm not coming back with that.
The over-the-top love he has for Kenny Rogers is why he's being
this way. It's not a good bump song.
That's the reason why I didn't.
Good song, not a good bump song. You're right. That's why I'm surprised you didn't go within the Navy.
Look, 1979, it was a struggle. I probably spent an hour on this.
A Little More Love by Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
No?
You're not a big Village People guy?
Look, if you guys had to Google songs in 1979, this was going to be a struggle for me. When y'all picked 1979, y'all knew this was going to be a struggle for me.
Because when were you born?
83.
Can I ask you a question?
So this would be like me picking songs from 1971.
Are you?
That would be hard.
Are you in the camp that "Shake Your Body Down to the Ground" by the Jacksons was better than the third best song on "Off the Wall"?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the third best song on "Off the Wall." We're gonna have to get there because you told me
you haven't heard it yet.
"Working Day and Night," right, which we're about to bump out to.
Yes,
but I don't know. "Shake Your Body Down to the Ground" was good. I don't remember "Working Day and Night."
You will when you hear it.
Okay, then we'll come back and then I'll be the judge of which one was better.
There you go.
Whether he screwed it up and should have went with "Shake Your Body Down to the Ground." Too long of a name. Could have just been "Shake Your Body."
It actually, technically, it's "Shake Your Body" and in parentheses, "Down to the Ground."
Okay, so you should have just stopped at "Shake Your Body." You don't have to add the parentheses. That was
okay,
just...
Casey, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars, okay? If I was DJing without a picture out there for people to know what I was doing.
Listen, just the parentheses is just the descriptor. You don't need that. You just need the song title, "Shake Your Body."
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for the tip.
Glad we got that cleared
up. Peaches and Herb, "Shake Your Groove" thing.
That's a pretty good one. Uncle Chewy said, "Any list with Cheap Trick wins."
Thank you. Good old Wisconsin, man.
I don't know about that. That's it. There's somebody sending me videos of comedians. I'm not clicking on links, so just so you guys are aware.
I
don't do that. I'm not getting a virus for you peoples. I saw this thing that you put on our list of the ESPN anchor that spoiled Game of Thrones.
Mike Eaves. Mm-hmm.
First of all, I didn't even know who he was. I didn't recognize him.
He's an LA guy. He came from Fox Sports LA. He had done the Clippers TV for a year or two.
Well, apparently he went on and gave a spoiler out, and people lost it because they were on the West Coast. And I'm like, people like literally started attacking him on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
What? Why are you watching TV then? Why are you watching live television? And why are you getting that upset about it?
So he's assuming... even though he forgets he's doing the West Coast Sports Center, he's assuming that everyone, by the time they hit the air, had watched that episode of Game of Thrones. He didn't realize that on the West Coast, it hadn't aired yet.
It doesn't matter. As soon as it's released, it's on HBO Go. Go out there and watch it on HBO Go as soon as it drops on the East Coast. And then you don't have to worry about that. Plus, it's just a TV show. I guarantee you someone sent him.
Just on the station alone and around this station alone, you know the passion that surrounds this show.
Yeah, I get it. I'm in that camp that loves Game of Thrones and really doesn't want it spoiled. I just want to watch it. But also, if I find out, I don't care. I'm not going to be sending death threats. I guarantee you that he got some sort of, maybe not a death threat, but I bet you if you went through the entire timeline, people were like, oh, you deserve an ass whooping for spoiling Game of Thrones.
You're right. Their people just were... they were not kind to him.
Yeah. Well, over it.
He also didn't help his cause any when he started getting all these tweets by responding, wait, Cersei died? For real? Because now you're antagonizing them. Now you're poking the bear. Now they're coming at you even harder. They're going to be like, okay, bitch, I was just trying to say that wasn't cool, but now I'm really going to go off the wall.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with getting a little salty with people that are upset over something as stupid as spoiling Game of Thrones on the night that it's already aired. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with a little trolling. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I will say this, and I'm with you on it from the camp of after the show has aired, right? And if you're one of those people that are going to DVR it and you're going to watch it in a day or two, well, that's on you. Then you've got to try and be hypersensitive and protective to make sure that you keep your sacred show secret until you watch it. Because, like, when I tape a, you know, there you go. If I record a game or I record a sporting event and we're out doing something, yeah. I stay out. I don't put
I'm with you.
The radio on. I just.
Guess what I don't do? I don't go on social media and right. I don't watch live right. television. I don't watch the news. I don't look at the crawlers. I avoid any form of
yep.
of communication that I might have where there might be a spoiler involved in the game or a TV show. It's that simple. And if I see it, you know what? It's not the end of the world. I'm going to live. I'm going to live. Also, never heard this song. This is awful. Never heard
How
this
have
song.
You never heard this song?
Never in my life have I heard this song. This is awful. And you stop fake dancing like you like it.
I think
it,
you're going to get killed on
you
this.
You look like a fool
I think
right now.
A ton of people that know this
you
song.
You are in the producer's room acting like you like this song. Sing it.
Honestly, I feel like we were not supposed to give Michael Jackson a pass. I just remember that. Should we like ban Michael Jackson?
I kind of forgot about that.
You picked one too.
I know. I forgot about that.
You're an animal.
I know. We all are.
Look, I never heard this song, full disclosure, okay? But it's a good song.
No.
You would listen to the song. You would dance to the song. Joel is dancing to the song right now.
That tells you all you need to know about it.
That's, yeah, because you're doing the Elmo to it, bro. Do a better dance.
What, the Elmo?
No. See, that ruins the song.
Even your Elmo is offbeat. Oh, my God. You're the whitest guy.
Yeah, so now this song officially sucks.
Because I'm not doing it purposely.
You sweat glue.
No, it's milk.
My God.
Like from God's country in America.
I like the song. I've never heard
song.
I don't remember it. I'm not going to lie.
No.
But I like the song.
You shouldn't remember it. You should.
No. Don't remember it at all, and it sucks.
I'm waiting to see if people
I would have went Shake Your Body. Play Shake Your Body in the middle. Not now, because we're bumping out, but Shake Your Body, way better than whatever this whack-ass song is.
It probably
this
is.
Awful. This is awful.
It made the album.
This sounds like a karaoke version of a bad disco song.
This song was higher on the Billboard Final 100, right? Than
doesn't mean it was right.
I don't even know if it made. Was it on the top 100?
Awful.
Yeah. I don't even remember.
By the way, I think we're having a problem with the text line.
Yeah, I saw that. I hope that's not true.
Amanda tagged us and said, "What the heck? My stupid phone. Let me text you anymore." We haven't gotten a text since 2:00.
Let me curse you out on the text line. Like tell that. Me if you get it, okay, Barry?
It's not like that. I mean, we're used to getting several hundred a day. So I promise you there's something wrong with the text line.
Okay.
We're wildly popular.
We will try and figure out what's going on there. You guys figure out that you keep listening to us here, and we'll be back with more right here on ESPN 97.5. You see the working? It's what a
man's supposed to do. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, looks like what? Problem solved?
I believe the text line has been fixed. Okay. Yay. Everyone can calm down.
Just let this. I'm sure you know this jam, Barry.
Never heard of this.
I will guess it's the Bee Gees.
Never heard this in my life.
It is indeed the Bee Gees.
I have to see Nick's list because I haven't seen it yet, but...
I tweeted it out.
I know. I just didn't look at it. When he said the text line was down, I realized I had a bunch of tweets because of it. I will check the list again, but yeah, this...
No clue. Sounds awful.
I'm not even going to act like this is a good song.
It sounds awful.
That's good on you. Yeah.
Yep.
Credibility is key.
This song and ELO's Confusion, not the two best songs on my list. Just throwing that out there. But the other songs are not that bad. Michael Jackson working, with an exception of Laminack.
Right.
Everybody else loved the song.
Mm-hmm.
AC/DC, Highway to Hell. Good song. Fantastic song.
JD said, I've never heard that song that we bumped out to, the Michael Jackson song.
Well, you're gonna
and
better.
I've been a DJ. This song is bleeping terrible.
You're a DJ and you don't know that song?
I was a DJ and didn't know that song.
I'm going to combat that with Crumb Slice, Slice Loaf, who says, you got to be high drunk or just plain crazy to say that song is garbage. Stop it.
I'm all of them right now. I wish I was all those so I didn't have to process that whack-ass song.
Wait, the fact that this bad Bee Gees song is still playing should be the one that's chapping
I think people are split on that MJ song, because even P. Randizzle was like, Day and Night is rarely ever played because it sucks. Yeah. I don't fault Barry for having never heard it.
So does St. Patty Randizzle. He can just go fly a kite.
Lenny, I thought, like you said, he kind of borderline.
Yeah.
He's like, it's kind of ironic that Barry loves him some Kenny Rogers, She Believes in Me, when Nora is such a dream crusher. That is true. Maybe it's subconscious on my part, Lenny. Who knows?
But was tiptoeing.
Yeah.
On that one.
So text line should be fixed if you wanted to text the show, 713-780-3776. Get them in.
Did you see, by the way, that, you know, the Met Gala was, what, a week or two ago, and everybody always gets all those outlandish outfits and everything?
Mm-hmm.
And J-Lo made A-Rod go along with dressing up, according to him. J-Lo made A-Rod dress up because she was, and he had to wear, because we talked about this yesterday, he wears the 48. Regular,
okay.
Suit,
and I'm fat.
The suit. No, he's a muscular still dude. He works out everything a lot.
Yeah,
but
he's also hot? You think he's hot or what?
I'm not saying that.
Would you hit it?
No.
Okay.
I'll take his wife up, or his future wife.
Okay.
When you look at all this, okay, so she gets all dressed up. She lets him know that the Versace suit she picked out for him to wear is a 44. Instead of being like, you know what, babe, appreciate it, but we're going to have that altered, or we have to get another coat. There's no way that's going to work. Dude went on this massive 2-day workout and starvation program, and like a wrestler in Vision Quest trying to lose weight with a fat
right,
suit.
Just cut weight.
Lost 6.5 pounds in 2 days so he could fit into a 44.
Okay.
Oh, stop it. Okay. That's ridiculous.
Hey, I'm vain. Trust me. I would do that. If, first of all, I love my wife, but if J-Lo was my wife, are you telling her no to anything? Are you, bro, if Lisa told you that, look, Joel, your big ass has to cut 6 pounds of fitness 44, you are totally doing it.
Probably.
Okay. Well, why are you judging my man?
But you know what? But I, first of all, within limitations, like with reasonable.
It's not a permanent thing.
2 days?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that in 2 days.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Dude, there's a tailor down in every dry cleaner.
If she flashed that
cleaner,
J-Lo booty, you'd be like, all right.
There's a tailor.
But apparently she's cool, too, because like she's taking them to like, because she's starring in this like stripper movie called Hustlers. Mm. So her and A-Rod are going to strip clubs for quote-unquote research so she can prepare for her role in the stripper movie. So he and his wife get
lose.
To go to all these strip clubs.
He said, I had to sweat, baby, sweat. I have this crazy pink tuxedo that Jennifer and Versace are making me wear. I need to lose exactly 6.5 pounds. I'm taking 2 yoga classes a day. I'm riding the stairs for an hour. I haven't eaten in 24 hours. I did Sunday night baseball. I couldn't even complete a sentence. I was so hungry. I used to exercise for big games against the Red Sox. Now I exercise not to look fat at the Met ball.
Hmm?
He said, I'm going to have to hold my stomach in all night. I haven't had a steak in 4 days, and it gets me angry. I looked at myself last night at Sunday Night Baseball. I looked like I got hit, ran over by an 18-wheeler. He said, I can't wait for an hour after the gala. We're going to go down to the hood and have our best pizza, and I cannot wait. I'm going to eat an entire pizza.
I could see that. I've cut weight before. I get it. It sucks. It's not good. But you're just getting sexy for that one night, and if your gal is J-Lo, do anything for that booty.
Dude, it's over.
Tell the truth, though.
You locked her up. You're good.
Yeah.
If you were first dating or in the first couple
wasn't
weeks.
Wasn't there the whole issue that he was, you know, trying
know
to bang Canseco's,
yeah.
Canseco's ex?
There was a couple rumors. There was also the play-by model that said that he was
so,
trying
I don't
to get
know
that three-way.
You may think you have it locked up.
Okay, well.
Well, I'm just saying.
I understand Nora, in the early months of courting your...
If Nora wanted me to lose 6 pounds to get in a suit, I'd do it. Just because I know I could do it. It's not that hard. Yeah, I totally would. Plus, I'm vain, so I would want to look good. If I could lose 6 pounds in 2 days...
it's like a month from now.
The problem is...
Lisa calls me and says, babe, I just signed us up. We got this a month from now. We got to go to this black tie affair, but you really need to work on this. I got a month. That's good. 2 days? No.
Well, you've never cut weight. It ain't that hard.
We'll see.
I'm telling you, just slather your body with Albaline and get in a tub. You're good.
But just the other day, I said 7 pounds in a week for Joel, and you said no.
No, but I'm talking... The difference is, though, is I'm talking about cutting weight for a day, for one evening, one event.
As opposed to
losing
it
weight.
And keeping it off.
Right, because that's just... The weight's going to come back. When you lose 6 pounds in 2 days, that's all water weight.
Yeah, water
a
weight.
A pound of it might be fat, but the majority of it is water weight. So it's going to come back. You're just sweating
it out.
You've
got like 80 pounds of water weight before you start getting to burning fat, right?
Listen.
Like, what is it, 90?
Listen.
85 or 90?
Listen.
Just all that water weight all up in that tummy and... Just.
Oh, let's not talk about tummies, okay? Let's not. You look like you ate a baby. Let's not.
God,
I know I'm fat. That's the difference between you and me. I know I'm fat. You're delusional and think you're not.
But no, that's not. I'm not delusional. That's totally not true. As you drink, what are you drinking?
Coffee, bitch. You my daddy now?
Yeah. Get back to Diet Coke.
You know what time it is, Barry? You're not drinking coffee after 1 p.m.
Drink whatever the hell I want. I'm a grown-ass man.
Okay. Let's get back on track. Clarence is on hold. He wants to talk about the NBA draft. Clarence, what's up?
All right. First off.
Uh-oh. Clarence, are you pooping, bro? Why is there an echo? What happened? This is different. Your phone actually sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm on an office phone. I'm not on a cell phone driving 90 miles up the road.
Okay, good. There's a little echo, but it sounds a lot better.
Yes,
that is J-Lo. Have you seen that ass?
Yes. I get that. But 2 days, Clarence.
6 pounds.
Clarence, you taking off 6.5 in 2 days?
No, he ain't.
Nope. See, you know anyway, we've all seen you. We've all seen you, see? Okay, go.
See? All right, now, Barry.
Huh.
I'm gonna have to revoke your black card, man. I'm gonna have to revoke it.
Okay, why?
Working day and night, you never don't like it and never heard of it.
Thank you, sir.
Yes and yes.
We can't bring you to the cookout no more.
Okay,
no.
If I got to give up my black card and I'm not invited to the cookout because I didn't like that whack ass song, I can deal with that. That's okay. I'll live.
Do you even like the whole album?
No, I don't like the whole album. I just had two good songs on that whole album. That's it.
False.
I'm sorry.
Two good songs.
False. Yes.
Not even a song written by Stevie Wonder and a song written by Paul McCartney.
Here's the thing. If I recognize the names of two of those songs. If I heard them, I might recognize them. Like, oh, yeah, that's a good song. As it stands, just reading the names on the album, two good songs. I stand by it.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Now, here's my question about the NBA draft.
Okay,
I want to put you guys in the GM seat for a second. You have Anthony Davis. Do you want to basically blow up the Pelicans and try to get something for him? Like, say you're the Grizzlies or the Lakers or the Knicks, and the Pelicans call and say, hey, we'll give you Anthony Davis for your number one pick. Would you do it?
I'm doing that. First of all, it's not you.
Wait, you said the Pelicans call or the Knicks?
Pelicans called the Knicks or the Lakers.
The Pelicans called the Knicks or the Grizzlies
or the Grizzlies. Lakers.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So basically the Pelicans are saying we're going to give you AD, but we want the second or third pick in the draft as well.
Right. So essentially you could go to Zion and say, hey, you want to play with your boy RJ Barrett from Duke? Well, we can make a deal with the Knicks, give them the brow, and take a whole bunch of pieces back that include the number three pick, which – essentially will probably be RJ Barrett. So hold it. We'll get it after the break.
Okay.
We'll talk about it after the break. All right, so we've got a final half hour of the show coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
The This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, you are faking that dance in there now.
I would expect a UH person to pick this song. This is probably played at your graduation celebration.
This was awful.
I feel like my songs get singled out. Like they're
no, he craps on mine all the time.
I feel like he craps on mine more.
Well, but that's a given. You guys crap on each other a lot.
Let the flute solo play.
I don't think that's the flute.
Oh, don't talk over it. That was, bro. That back it up. I want to hear that one more time. Rewind it. I want to hear just out of nowhere. They're like, yo, let's. I got this flute. Is that a recorder?
I think that's just a bad keyboard.
Yeah, I think it's a keyboard too.
Oh, it's a keyboard. He hit the wrong note there.
It just comes out of nowhere. Like, sorry, I'm late, guys.
Like, or you just walked into a carnival.
Sorry.
You walked into the carnival.
I ran into traffic, guys. I would have been here sooner for this song recording. Am I late? Just play. Like, what?
Okay, I lose for this one song.
Someone plugged in the carousel.
For this one song.
God, this. What is this? Who is this?
ELO.
They only had one good song, and it was the one that you picked.
Are you kidding me?
How many good songs did they have, Joel?
Probably.
Name another good ELO song. Go ahead.
Evil Woman.
I don't know what that is.
You would.
I would recognize it. See, that's the problem is I don't know all the. It's like my wife and celebrities. She doesn't know their names, but she knows
don't
their faces.
Don't Bring Me Down.
That was on my list.
Okay.
This is Evil Woman?
I guess.
Get to the chorus part. With the guitar.
Got it.
No. Where's the terrible chorus in this song?
There you go.
Wait for the flute. Oh yeah.
Okay. You know the song?
Yeah. That I heard. Yeah. I don't recognize it. It's not that popular. I mean,
well, 1979. Of course not.
Not bad. All right, Clarence had a question for us before the break. He wanted to know if you're the Pelicans, would you reach out to the Grizzlies or the Knicks? Because I don't think they're going to reach out to the Lakers.
I think there'll be conversations. I really do. Because you know what?
Really?
For all the free agents that don't want to play in L.A. for the Lakers anymore, and we're hearing most guys are going to pass on the opportunity, a trade would be the one way that you link up LeBron with a seasoned, still in his prime superstar without them having free agency to choose from multiple teams. The biggest thing that you got to say if you're the Pelicans, to Clarence's question.
Wait, but I'm flabbergasted that you would think that the Pelicans would want to deal with the Lakers after all of that happened.
It's what you get in return, Barry. Like, if the Knicks are going to offer me
you
three,
trust the Lakers after what they did?
Well, first of all, Magic's out now. So I think you can think, and David Griffin is a really smart basketball mind. I think if he doesn't, he's an idiot. He should be thinking, I can fleece them. Because they have no clue. When they take Magic out of the equation and they've taken all of their really sharp business basketball minds out of the equation, I think he thinks I can fleece them. And for all the teams that are offering, the only one that could offer up a package that's better is Boston if they throw Jason Tatum in the mix. Because you've got a bunch of young talent there that you could possibly get your hands on that could help you rebuild. Here's the thing that people forget. Zion is 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So for all this talk of bringing the Brow back and now this is going to convince him, the Brow is in his late 20s, and he wants to win now. Zion's going to still, we already know, the jump shot's got to, is a work in progress. There's things that are going to have to, it's going to take shape. It's going to take a couple years. I'd blow the whole thing up because you still have pieces that people want. Holiday is a very, very good piece for a lot of teams. They'd love to have him. You can get something for him. You can stockpile some more picks and young players.
But specifically, I mean, we're kind of getting into the week. Clarence wanted to know about trading AD to the Grizzlies or to the Knicks.
I'd do it.
And
but he said, would you make a phone call? And I think you do. And the main reason why I say you would is because of that debacle earlier in the season.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to recover from that if you're a team and your star player starts requesting a trade and all that other good stuff. I just think that's something that's really hard to recover
and
from.
Right
so
now,
I think you at least make the
and
phone call.
And you were talking about the not many teams have a lot to offer him. Remember, Connelly wants out of Memphis, too.
But Bear, he's making $31 million a year. No one wants to touch that.
I'm just saying, like, but...
And he's got a no trade, too, which is why he poo-pooed all over the Jazz. He didn't want to go to Salt Lake City.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go either.
If you want out of Memphis, though, you want out of a rebuild, what are you doing? But, yeah, I mean, I certainly would reach out, especially if your plan is you know you're going to lose AD or you know you're going to trade him or you know that he doesn't want to be here and you're going to have to go through a rebuild at some point. Like you said, given the fact that Zion is 18 mm-hmm. and you could add RJ Barrett or you could add Morant to the mix.
He played AAU ball with Ja Morant. So either guy would be high on his list of guys to get. The thing is, when you look at the Knicks and you look at that crappy roster and all their reasons why they have all the cap space, they don't have any good players. So you'd say, well, who you giving me with the three to make this deal worthwhile and make sense because it's going to have to come within 15% of a monster salary for the Brow.
Well, that's
aside
what I'm
from
saying.
Kevin Knox on his rookie contract, who else do you want on the Knicks?
But so the point you just made goes back to my Conley point. If you've got to get money that's close, you can't just trade for the draft pick straight up, can you?
No, it
can't
just be. You can't. That's why I said.
So then the Grizzlies would make a lot of sense.
But again, Barry, you got to get back from them. You taking Chandler Parsons? Hell no, you're not. The contracts that they're going to throw into the deal to make sense. Memphis has to come within 15% of the trade. Memphis has to offer up 15% of what they're giving up in Anthony Davis. So Anthony Davis say is making 28 mil. That means you got to come within. You got to offer enough salaries and players to come within 15% of 28 mil to make the deal work.
Okay, and you don't think that... what's his name's salary? So if I put... I'm on the trade machine here.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis is making 25 million. Mike Conley's making 30. That works. Like, how does that not work?
But you're trying to you're trying to shed salary as you rebuild.
You're trying to get something for a guy that doesn't want to be there, that wants to walk.
Right. So you go and
you add Mike Conley to Zion Williams, and you get the second pick in the draft
Williamson. Why?
And you add Morant, or you can.
Why would you strap yourself with a veteran playing with all those kids when you're already been shedding talent? You let Mirotić go. You've been clearing people out. You could take a guy like Julius Randle, who had a hell of a year. You could take a guy like Holiday, and you could say, you know what? I could get four or five either young player draft pick combinations that can help me rebuild. Because the thing is, you want all the cap space you can get because you don't want to carry a 31-year-old veteran who doesn't want to be there because he wants to win too. You don't want that guy on your roster. You're trying to shed all that. You're trying to start over.
Yeah, but you understand you're getting the first and second pick in a draft with three really talented guys in the top three. And so to do that, what you're basically saying is I'm going to get rid of a guy that doesn't want to be here and replace him. So it's the same contract, but I'm building for the future. I get through these 3 years. 2 years in, I could probably trade him and dump that money.
I disagree,
I got the second pick in the draft to do it. As opposed to going out and getting a bunch
I'm
of scrubs.
Saying, so if you look
so
at
So you're
the
getting
teams,
nothing for him to dump salary. But you're not getting a pick. You're not getting anything.
You can
you're
avoid
dumping
having
salary.
To take Mike Conley and get one of the two other best players in the draft.
It's not about Mike Conley. It's about the second pick that you get with Mike Conley.
But what I'm saying is it's a toss-up right now. Who's the second pick? It could be RJ Barrett. It could be Ja Morant. But you get one of the two and you get more in return that's going to help you both now and later. If you get the core of that nucleus of the Lakers and you get those five... A couple of those young guys with Kuzma and Ingram, assuming he's healthy and all those guys.
I don't know why you keep thinking that they would deal with the Lakers after they got fleeced like that.
Because they got to get something back for him. But Mike Conley
ain't
something back.
You don't think – that's not the point. You have to take the salary on to make that happen. The point is you get the second pick. You basically are building – if you wanted to, you're building your front court and back court by adding Williamson and Morant. Or you're building – I mean, you could add – Barrett, now you've got a power forward and a small forward for the next 10 years. When you could get out of his contract, out of Conley's contract after 2 years looking for a team that wants to dump salary.
I'm just going to – I disagree completely.
Okay.
So there you go.
But you're just saying that he's not getting nothing back. The second pick, you don't think the second
Barry,
pick – you don't think there's value
Conley
on the second
back
pick?
When I could take three guys in their early – barely 20 years old that could help build around and still get the player you're talking about, one of the two players you're talking about – and build a team that could be exciting and marketable and grow together and still be good and still plan for
Let's
the future.
Face it, outside of Kuzma, all those guys are a crapshoot.
Ingram could play his ass off if he. If we just don't know what this injury. I mean, this. It's not an injury. It's like a some kind of infection or something like that. But you Ball, I'll stay away from. I'm not a Lonzo Ball fan. But if you can get Kuzma and Ingram and the number three pick or three or four pick, now you're talking about it.
I don't know. Okay.
Kenny Rogers doing his thing.
This is a good ass song.
And you knew this song?
Totally knew this song.
They just said they ran a train on Becky. See? This is life lessons right here. He wasn't having that. See? But he's like, no, Becky, don't worry. Not going to have that. Life lessons. Kenny Rogers can graze your children. Hey, Dwayne just said they took turns at Becky. Why are you making a face? That's Kenny Rogers.
Graze your children or raise your children?
Raise.
Okay. One segment to go. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done.
Walk away from trouble if you can. Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey guys, I want to tell you right now, GetUpside is out there getting people cash back. And if you have not downloaded this app yet to your phone, I'm not sure what you're waiting on, but you obviously hate money. Download GetUpside and put it on your phone. Put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. You're going to get extra cash back on your first fill up through the app. I love the app because there's no strings attached. There's no catches. There's no cost on your part. This app is all about you getting money back for the stuff you're already paying for, like gas and like food. Clarence, you just heard from Clarence earlier in the show. Clarence was telling us, man, the first time he downloaded the app, the first two times he used it, he ended up with $5-6 back just like that for eating out. Like, there's no reason not to use this app. I mean, I looked. I thought, look, if I'm going to talk for something, I want to make sure it works. I use it. My wife uses it. Nick uses it. AJ's been using it long before I got involved with it. And it just works, man. It gets you cash back. ABC 13 did a story on GetUpside. They talked about it. GetUpside has been in Washington, D.C. This thing works, man. Like, this is a legitimate app that gets you cash back. And it varies. Look, it's not always going to be, like I tell you, up to 25 cents a gallon at over 500 gas stations. You're not always going to get up to 25 cents. But if you could get 20 cents, 15 cents back a gallon every time you fill up, if you're not doing that, you're leaving money at the pump. You're crazy. You can get up to 35% cash back. We've had listeners say, yeah, Wendy's, 35% cash back right in my neighborhood. Guys, go download GetUpside right now. Put it on your phone. You have nothing to lose. If you don't like it, just stop using it. But at least try it, because I want you to get that money and stop leaving it at the pump and leaving it at the table. Download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Get that cash back. Thank me later.
There you go. And with that, we've got...
You just wanted to play
to
your song. Huh?
How about Instant Funk? How about this song?
This is on your list?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what this is either.
No clue.
Couldn't tell you. This sounds like something I would,
did you play
I would
this
listen
at the
to.
Skate rink?
No.
It sounds like something I would listen to if I'm looking to sample for making.
I thought you guys would like know this song. Like would like this song.
No, you didn't.
It's funky.
No, you didn't. So I tried to run your trade through the NBA trade machine. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work.
Okay. Here again, we're going right back to this in the final segment. What I'm telling
you is... No, I'm just telling you, like, Lonzo Ball makes $7 million, Ingram makes $5 million, Mo Wagner, $1.7 million, Kuzma makes $1.7 million, Hart makes $1.6 million, and I added Bonga, who makes $1 million.
But you don't have to go that far, Barry. All you got to do as a general manager is sign one of your own guys and include him in the trade. So take Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, for instance. He's a free agent, but if you sign him to a deal and it's a sign and trade deal and he was making 11 or 12 or some ungodly amount of money last year, you throw him in the deal makes sense.
If he was a free agent, why would he just want to sign as a piece?
Because he's not going to get that money from somebody else. So if you tell me, well, if I sign on the dotted line, we talked about it. The Rockets did it for a couple years.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, yeah. Oh, here's $20 million for a year.
Like Trevor is not going to make 15 next year, but if I say, hey, as part of a sign and trade deal, if I include you in this deal to go to this team, we're going to sign you for 15 mil or whatever it is for right. another year. I'm like, I'm gone. Go ahead.
That makes sense.
So you can do sign and trade. That's what they're paid for. Okay. The general managers have got to be, you know, very, very, and Daryl's obviously very, very cagey when it comes to the salary cap and things like that.
A lot of that is just hot garbage. Why are you doing that?
Because you've got the three guys. The main pieces are would be the draft pick, and then at least two of the three guys you rattled off. Because Kuzma, by all accounts, is going to be an above average, at worst, probably player in the NBA.
Okay.
Ingram, and let's take out the health concerns for a second. Mm-hmm. But if you add Ingram, based on... Okay. But I'm just saying, if you're talking about guys that had the potential, and you can... Zion can fit in with them, buy some time where the team's playing well and doing some things while he gets his feet wet. And also...
So do you have Kuzma? Because, I mean, they have him listed as a power four. Do you have him play the three?
No, I haven't played the four.
Well, Zion's a four. Why do you need two fours?
Okay, then have him play the three or have him play the five. Go small, which has been the big thing in the NBA lately. Go small and run them and play. Look, we talked about the Hamptons five from the Warriors and all these different ways
but
people
are playing.
But those
are situational. That's not a full-time
scheme. Some aren't. But a lot of teams are going to not starting a traditional center and trying to play more up-tempo and score more points, shoot more threes, do all those things in transition. So from that standpoint, and look, if Boston puts a deal together that puts Tatum in the mix.
Nope. Yeah.
Now, they've got number 14, which
I was
going to
say, I still like, I would rather go with your idea with the Lakers and maybe pick up some trash that I don't want, but still have the fourth pick as opposed to whatever the Lakers
and here's
or the
other
Celtics
thing. If you want to keep AD out of coming back to bite you in the West, then do the Knicks deal. Do the Knicks deal. And Kevin Knox was their number one pick last year. He, by all accounts, should have a pretty good career in the NBA. You get the draft pick. They got some young guys. But other than that, you're going to have to take on some guys that the Knicks have to unload, like you're talking about, just to make the money work. Like Frank Ntilikina or whatever, that was a complete flop lottery pick. But...
The Knicks would make some sense. I just don't like the idea of taking on a bunch of garbage. And I'm not saying that Conley isn't...
See, I think he is.
He might be overpaid, but I don't think Mike Conley is garbage.
He's garbage in that situation. If you got because here's the thing,
you got at least you got a vet on the team.
Chris Davis asked about Julius Randle. If you're going to do this and you are going to move out Anthony Davis, then you have to move out Julius Randle and Holiday and maybe even one or two other guys, just because of the fact that these guys aren't going to want to, suck when they're already in established careers trying to win a championship and play better.
But people are, so you're just going to take in a bunch of hot garbage.
You can get things for them. There are teams out there that are saying, they were talking this morning that Toronto would love to have Holiday instead of Kyle Lowry. Because Kyle Lowry's making 30-some mil.
Well, if you're not going to take Mike Conley, why the hell would you take Kyle Lowry?
No, I'm not saying that it would happen, but I'm saying there are teams out there that want Holiday. So you've got commodities.
You're just saying I thought you meant specifically trading for.
No, I'm saying, there are teams across the league that would love to have Drew Holiday.
No, don't get me wrong. He's an asset.
So you could get something for him. If you get a couple draft picks and maybe a young player or two, and you keep doing it again, but we're talking about making the salaries work.
Yeah.
But I think because David Griffin is a very, very sharp mind, I think he's more likely to blow it up than he is to try and convince Anthony. He's going to say all the right things, but so I think AD is going to go. And here's the thing. Right now, you hold the Trump card. But if you go into the start of the season and they know you got to get rid of him now and the window's shrinking, you might be more desperate or he's just going to walk. Now they might take more crap.
How many years does he have left?
This is it. This next season for AD and he's done.
So how many years does Mike Conley have? Because on that trade machine, they said it was he had 3 years left.
Yeah, that's 3 years at 30 plus each year.
Well, that's what Davis. Yeah, so Davis isn't a free agent until 2021. He's got a player option in 2020.
He's got one more year left, okay. And that's it.
Well, they had him listed at 3 years. What about Conley? Same thing.
He's stealing money.
No, but Mike Conley, same contract. It's the same contract.
But you're not getting in
He's
return.
Got a player option in 2020, and then he's an unrestricted free agent in 2021.
Years, so you got Mike Conley next to Zion for 3 years when you're trying to rebuild this thing.
That's
awful.
Because this says 2018-2019. That season's over with. So he's got next year, 2019-2020. Then he's got a player option for 2020-2021.
Which he's taking.
Okay, and then he's a free agent after 2021.
Okay, so you got the first 2 years of Zion, you're going to pay, instead of getting young players that are talented to play around him and grow, you're going to put him against a veteran who's not going to want to be there?
Basically, you'd be getting the first pick and the second pick in the draft and a guy who you would have for 1 year.
First pick
and then
you got already.
Yeah, but I'm saying you'd be pairing up one and two, and you would get Conley, who after 1 year, you could probably dump that salary and get.
God, no.
Okay.
Okay.
I just feel like you're taking in a lot of risk outside of Kuzma. There's not a lot of guys that you're going to get in a trade for
Again,
that kind
the
of
big
money.
Thing is Ingram's
it's the same
health,
exact contract with Conley and AD. You're in the same spot either way.
If
the big thing is Ingram's health. Because there's plenty of teams in this league that are more than intrigued with Kuzma and Ingram.
Okay.
So, all right. We appreciate you guys being along for a Way Back Wednesday, and hopefully you'll do the same tomorrow, 1 to 4 p.m. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have yourself a great evening, everybody. The Blitz is next right here on ESPN 97.5.